Old friends are like old memories. They always remind you of your past, and we are reminding ourselves of the past episodes from this week of Good Company for The Best of Good Company with me, Holly Taylor.
I'm Holly Taylor, and here's your cute story for the day. I think it was, a couple years ago, probably during the pandemic, I talked about a man who had little mice friends and he would take pictures of them in fun situations like painting or something. Anyway, he's gone one step further. These heartwarming pictures, he's now creating a book, which I love. I mean, imagine, it looks so ethereal. It's like this, like Peter Rabbit. Did you ever read or watch Peter Rabbit? And there's like just those British cottages and there's like the moss on the roof and the little door that's circular and it's all wood. And then out of the window is this little mouse's head popping out. It's so cute. Although I would not want to see this in my home. That's the irony of this. But anyway, he's now taken so many pictures. He's putting them together in a book, and it's something that he will now be selling. He's also opening a pub and a bookshop, and he's selling hobby homes because people want these cute little homes that in his pictures the mice are hanging out in. So I appreciate how what just was a line of defense against depression and focusing on cute little things and just trying to make it through has grown into multiple businesses and a way for other people maybe to create their own little mice villages with those little hobbit homes. So there you go. Super cute. I would actually love a real life size of these. Anyway, you can check it out online. The social media channels are George the Mouse in the Log Pile House. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about summer fun. That's right. And right now it doesn't feel like fun because I have missed the mark and the deadlines for certain summer camps, although there are still options. Although for a lot of the provincial campsites and all of that, we may have missed the boat. A lot of them opened up in February and March, and here we are, April. Wondering, well, now what? Hopefully you've got a friend who has a cottage and you can go and hang out with them. Producer Mike, I'm guessing your summer looks like work.
It does. And you're making me think ahead. Like, you know, today taxes are due, tomorrow Canada Day, and then what, by Thursday it's Christmas?
Pretty much.
The year is just moving way too quickly.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, how is it already April 16th? Like, I'm having a really hard time computing this.
Yeah, we're on Tuesday. I haven't even thought about my weekend yet, so the summer, that's way too far off to think about.
Yes, yeah. You are very fortunate that you don't have littles to plan for.
So lucky. Are you kidding? I hear some of the stuff you have to go through. Oh,
I know.
Planning the summer in April?
I know.
I can't imagine.
I don't even know what's happening next week.
Fair enough.
It's so hard to commit.
Yeah.
At least I know I'm not alone. Text message here at 905-338-1250. Heather says, yes, my daughter has already asked me to watch the kids. Yeah, because, like, what are you going to do? And summer camps are so expensive. It's like you need a mortgage payment for three camps. Like, you can't do more than three. It's just, it's too much. When they say it takes a village, they weren't kidding. Also, when they say that the days are long but the years are short, also, they weren't kidding. How are those summer plans shaping up? 905-338-1250. Sam says, have not even thought about it. The joys of retirement. Don't rub it in, please. It's too painful. It's too soon. I'm Holly Taylor, and I feel like this is an odd day, but why not? I mean, the day's almost done, and your work day's probably done, but did you know that today was National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day? Like, would anybody even do that? What is the point of this? Especially after the pandemic. Let's face it, if I was working from home, I was at least wearing pajamas from the waist down. Like, I was wearing comfy pants. We talked about before having how fashion has been a little bit shifted and impacted by the fact that we were at home and enjoying wearing our comfy pants and our slippers and, you know, like the loungewear made a huge resurgence during the pandemic. And I guess people now just want to wear that to work. Like, why not? I know for the mornings, they don't actually wear pajamas to work, but I feel like they could. They could get away with it. Producer Mike, you're not on camera.
Yeah, but I still see people at work. I can't imagine wearing pajamas.
Yeah.
Outside, honestly, of my house. I've done it a few times to take out the garbage. and it's usually at like, you know, 11 p.m.
Yeah,
I
it feels
run out
weird,
to the street,
right?
And drop it off. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I
can't
mean,
do it.
I've worn a onesie before.
Okay, that's a lot more adventurous than pajamas.
Do you think?
Oh, a grown woman in a onesie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just walked over to the neighbors to get my kids.
Okay.
I didn't want to wear my pajamas.
Right.
I felt like the... You're looking at me like, what? Onesies, they're comfortable. You wear them at Christmas. I mean...
No doubt,
what's
yeah.
with Christmas? Why not? You're like, my whole perception of you
it's
changed
shifted.
In
yeah.
an instant.
Was it Christmas when you were wearing your onesie? No.
All right. Well, I feel like I'm being judged, but sometimes you just want to be comfortable. But yeah, pajamas to work? No thanks. We'll leave that for the kids going to school for their pajama or comfy clothes day. It's Holly Taylor. We're talking about being home, opening the door, and a swarm of those bug things. What did you call them, Producer Mike?
Gnats.
Gnats,
yeah.
Yes. I think I've also heard them called midges or something.
Midges.
Midges.
My grandmother used to call them that, yeah.
All I know is it's extra protein in my lungs.
Yeah.
Welcome spring.
Go for a nice bike ride, catch some in your teeth. Yeah.
Tasty.
Great.
Extra snacks. For you, what is a sign of spring?
I was, you know, it's funny. I was going to say buds on the trees, seeing the tulips sticking up out of the ground. But then I, along your lines, the geese.
Oh,
what are the ones we have living out front here?
Henrietta and Frank.
That's it.
Yeah, we've named them. And they don't care.
No, they're very territorial.
But they aren't mean to us. Maybe they just know that we're okay.
I think they wait until the eggs are... like hatched or something like that.
Oh, and then they get a little bit more aggressive?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, they're very poorly placed. Anyway, talking about signs, it is spring. Text in 905-338-1250. This is a good one. Heather says, more daylight hours. I love going to bed and it's just the sun is setting. Yeah, it's not completely dark. Like, you get to watch the sun go to bed as you go to bed. I think that's the way it should be. Love that. Thank you. Any other ones? You can text in 905-338-1250. Oh, yes. Steve says his wife is bugging him to get the garden started. Yeah, spring is here. I'm Holly Taylor, and we are talking about travel. As a new study would say, that 73% of us prefer a road trip. Yeah, that just feels so triggering to me. I'm just thinking of the long station wagons with the wood panel down the side and four kids crammed in the back, and we're trying to play games. Ugh, sorry.
You make it sound like you're traveling down the Oregon Trail.
In the 80s, that's what it felt like. We're going camping, kids. No, not in the station wagon. But there's other ways of traveling, too. Producer Mike, what's your favorite way of traveling?
Well, I was going to say the train. That's actually my aunt's favorite way to travel.
Oh, okay.
She's a big fan of, like, taking the train. She went to Ottawa a couple of weeks ago because she has a promotions thing with the train company.
And yeah.
She got some points for it. She's done the Cross Canada tour where like...
on Via Rail?
Yeah. She did the West Coast first, and then a couple years ago she did the East Coast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a cool way to travel. You still see things, but you don't have to drive.
Yes.
You're a little more relaxed.
I did the train in Europe, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, you can get so far on a train in Europe.
I know. The Eurorail pass was great.
Yeah.
You just hop on anywhere and get anywhere. Literally, it was fantastic. So, yeah, let's throw a train into the mix. Why not? Text in 905-338-1250. Cheryl says, LOL, station wagon, wood paneling. That brings back memories. I prefer to fly. Yeah, see, we were scarred. We were scarred. One more. Luke says, I prefer going for a drive as well. I find it beautiful and very scenic. Okay. So some people really enjoying the journey. Some people, let's just get there.